Hello and welcome to iTrix Reviews. I'm Derek Medinian, and right now we're going to take a look at Ben Harris's Enlightenment. This is definitely a paradigm shift in the art of levitation, but is it something magicians are going to use? Let's take a look here. The box that it comes in, very fancy packaging. There's a lot of little informational inserts, but you also get, of course, the Enlightenment Engine and an instructional booklet. Now, the Enlightenment Engine, for those of you who don't know, it's a very clever, elevator-like device that's caused to expand and lift objects on top of it when it's in close proximity to a magnet. So basically, you can hide this little device somewhere and then palm a Earth magnet or keep magnet under your clothing and bring it sort of close to the Enlightenment Engine, and it causes it to rise and expand. Now, do yourself a favor when you get this and read the book before you start playing around with the Enlightenment Engine. One, so that you don't break the engine by not treating it properly. But two, Ben Harris teaches, first of all, his quick start deck setup for those of you who really want to start levitating cards immediately. You get the basic understanding of his main routine in the book, but it takes less time to set up just so that you can get an understanding of how the gimmick works, how it's supposed to work for the card levitation. Then once you get through the end of the book, Ben also teaches his professional setup. It takes a little while longer to gimmick the deck for this, but it's definitely worth the wait. It's much more deceptive, and once it's ready to go, it's ready to go. You don't have to really do anything else to it. Now, at the end of the book, there's also a bill levitation that's taught, but for the most part, you're really left to create your own effects with the engine, at least until we get some sort of additional companion book of ideas that, if it ever comes out. I believe Ben Harris said he was going to do something like that, but we'll see. In the meantime, though, you can check out his Enlightenment blog, which is at wowbound.com, wowbound.com/blog.html for more ideas, including one from yours truly. Now, there's some definite advantages and disadvantages to using this levitation method over other methods such as IT. Advantages here, we'll go through them quickly. Basically, it's fully self-contained, which is nice. The cards can be freely selected, cards can be signed. Actually, that's really not a difference between the two. But anyway, there's no lighting issues with this one. There's no threads to break. The spectator can hold the deck while the card levitates on it, which is one of the really big selling points for this effect. And the levitation effect is very clean, and the spectator does most of the work themselves. You can totally wave your hands above, below, whatever. There's nothing connecting you to the actual levitating card, which is nice. Disadvantages, though, the spectator cannot look under the object that's levitating, and levitations get a max height of 1 inch, and that's if you're really pushing the gimmick. It's actually a little less than 1 inch, but depending on how close you get the drive magnet to the Enlightenment Engine is really going to determine that. Also, how strong it is. Unfortunately, you can't use PK rings for this. It would be really awesome if you could, but they're just not strong enough. Bottom line, this product package teaches a very clever, straightforward card levitation effect. If that's what sells you, then all signs should point to go. People expecting a cure-all miracle gimmick for levitation, they should keep up the search. Now, despite the fact that this gimmick has some really new thinking behind it, it's really clever, there are no actual magical powers bestowed within it. So, sorry if that's what you're looking for. Now, if you're a magic dealer and are interested in carrying this product, you can contact Murphy's Magic Supplies at 916-853-9292, or you can visit them on the web at murphysmagicsupplies.com. For all other product reviews, you can check out itrix.com/reviews, and if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for future product reviews, you can send an email to derek@itrix.com. Until next time.